Have you ever had one of those dreams, you know, the really vivid ones, so colorful it feels like you're actually chasing a rainbow? That goal, it just seems, well, impossible, shimmering right there, but totally defying logic. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking your sources, digging in, and finding some pretty profound insights. Our mission, we're unpacking this really charming story, Zippy's Rainbow Race, to see what it really tells us about ambition, maybe resilience, and, you know, what accomplishment even means. So we're diving into Sunny World's Park, meeting Zippy the Scooter. And Zippy, well, he's not your average ride, just happy cruising around. Nope. He's got this one singular obsession, racing rainbows. He actually believes they move just fast enough to be a genuine challenge for him.
Yeah, and what's interesting right away, I think, is how this story kind of flips our usual thinking about goals. Most of the time, we're pushed to chase things we can, you know, measure, tangible stuff. But Zippy, he's after something totally ephemeral, fleeting. Yeah. And that difference right at the start, it makes you wonder, okay, what's the value in chasing something you can't actually get? Maybe it's about something else entirely.
So that's a really great way to frame it. Okay, let's unpack this, because Zippy's adventure, it really gets into that idea pretty quickly. So the big moment comes when it starts to drizzle, just a gentle rain, and then bam, the biggest rainbow Zippy's ever seen just stretches across the sky. The story says he squeaked, ringing his tiny handlebar bell like a battle cry, just pure excitement and readiness.
It's such a vivid picture, isn't it? A battle cry for a rainbow. You often see that with really big goals, don't you? That first almost irrational burst of, yes, let's do this. Not about a detailed plan yet. It's more like an inner pull towards something amazing, that spark, you know? It bypasses logic.
And he's not going it alone. We meet Leela, his rider. She's a bunny. She hops on, and the story says she feels Zippy practically buzzing with excitement. Instantly, there's this shared goal. They're in it together.
And that partnership piece is so important, especially when the goal is, well, kind of abstract, like a rainbow. Think about it, a startup, a creative project, anything really pushing boundaries. Having someone who gets it, who shares that belief in the impossible, that can be the anchor, right? Leela showing up turns Zippy's personal obsession into something collaborative. It makes it more real somehow.
Okay, so the chase begins. It sounds absolutely thrilling. Zippy and Leela are zooming down this hill, splashing in puddles, the end of the rainbow just tantalizingly close. And get it, the source says the faster they went, the brighter the colors seemed to shine.
Ugh, see, that's what I'd call the process reward kicking in. So often in life, we're just focused on the finish line, right? We miss the value, maybe even the joy in the actual doing. For Zippy, those brighter colors, they're not just physics. They represent getting deeper into it, that feeling of flow you get when you're totally absorbed in the chase. It suggests the reward is partly in the chasing, not just the catching.
And their route is marked out by these cool, colorful landmarks. They zip through Red Ridge, slide past Orange Orchard, breeze by Yellow Yard, and then leap into Green Grove, like a custom obstacle course.
Exactly. And that progression, moving through these different stages, it's a great metaphor for any long-term project or goal. Each landmark is like a mini win, right? A hurdle cleared, a skill sharpened. It shows it's not usually one giant leap, but lots of smaller, committed steps building on each other, even when the final target feels far off or, well, uncertain.
But then comes the twist. The tension ramps up. Just as they're about to reach Blue Bay, this strong gust of wind blows past, and the rainbow, it starts to fade. Right when they're almost there. This is where determination really gets tested, isn't it? When the goal itself seems to be slipping away.
Oh, absolutely. This is, I think, the story's most brilliant move. It shows how real ambition works or needs to work. Big goals, the truly audacious ones, they rarely go in a straight line. They fade, they shift, sometimes they vanish. Zippy's moment there, it mirrors exactly what happens in the real world, right? Market changes, unexpected problems, losing your way a bit. The real test isn't just if you start the chase, but how you react when the thing you're chasing seems to, well, dissolve in front of you. Yeah. Does that fragility break your spirit, or does it somehow make you dig even deeper?
And Zippy's reaction. He digs deeper, pushes harder than he ever has before. His wheels are spinning like lightning, the story says, until, whoosh, they zip right through the last bit, that indigo and violet shimmer. It's this final all-out effort.
That's the moment of total commitment, isn't it? Pushing through the fading shimmer. It's like breaking through a perceived limit, going past the point where maybe logic says to stop. It's not just about being fast. It's about surrendering to the effort, even as the goal disappears. And often that kind of surrender unlocks something totally unexpected.
And the result, when they pop out on the other side, the rainbow's gone, vanished. But something incredible happened. Zippy's frame. It's now striped with every single color of the rainbow. Glowing faintly. I mean, what a transformation. That's profound.
That is the core insight, isn't it? The original goal, the rainbow itself, it's gone. It was always going to be temporary. But Zippy is fundamentally changed. He literally carries the magic of that rainbow with him now wherever he goes, rain or shine. And that speaks to such a deep truth, I think. When you chase these big, maybe impossible seeming goals, the real payoff isn't always getting the external thing you aimed for. Often it's the internal shift, the skills you built, the resilience you found, the qualities you absorbed during that hard chase. Zippy didn't just chase a rainbow, he kind of became the rainbow. He internalized its essence. And if you look at that, what kids will learn, apart from the source, but think about it for adults, it gets even richer. Determination and chasing big dreams, okay, that's not just trying hard, it's about building real grit, right? And being adaptable when things go sideways.
Right, like Zippy adapting when the rainbow faded.
Exactly. And noticing small magical moments that translates to being present, finding joy in the actual experience, the journey, not just laser focused on the outcome, appreciating the brighter colors as you go faster, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the teamwork part with Leela.
Yeah.
That underscores how vital partnerships and, frankly, psychological safety are when you're trying to do something really complex, something bigger than yourself. So the story really shows beautifully that the lasting takeaways from our boldest attempts are often the qualities we build inside ourselves, not just the prize we thought we wanted.
Okay, so pulling this all together, what does this mean for us? Zippy's adventure, the seemingly simple tale, it actually sheds a lot of light on why pursuing those impossible dreams matters. It shows that sometimes the biggest rewards aren't at the finish line, but baked into the effort itself. And the magic we end up with is something we carry inside us long after that initial goal might have changed or faded away.
Which really brings up a powerful question for you listening right now. What's the rainbow you're chasing in your life? What's that big, maybe slightly irrational, beautiful thing you're drawn towards?
Mm.
And maybe more importantly, what unique magic, what strength, what insight, what transformation might you end up carrying with you forever just because you dared to chase it, no matter how it turns out?
Yeah.
Something really powerful to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.